The Universal Form. Text 1. Arjuna Huvacha Madanungrahaya Padamam Guyamadhyatna Sangitam Yatvayoktam Vajastena Mohoyam Vigato Mama. Arjuna said, "By my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled." Purport. This chapter reveals Krishna as the cause of all causes. He is even the cause of the Mahavishnu, from whom the material universes emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the source of all incarnations. That has been completely explained in the last chapter. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the source of everything. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he is thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, others may not. So, in order to establish Krishna's divinity for all, he is requesting Krishna in this chapter to show his universal form. Actually, when one sees the universal form of Krishna, one becomes frightened, like Arjuna. But Krishna is so kind that after showing it, he converts himself again into his original form. Arjuna agrees to what Krishna has several times said. Krishna is speaking to him just for his benefit. So Arjuna acknowledges that all this is happening to him by Krishna's grace. He is now convinced that Krishna is the cause of all causes and is present in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. Text 2. Bhavapyo hi bhutanam shutavistadasho maya tvatta kamala patraksha mahatmyam apichavyayam. O Lotus-Eyed One, I have heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity, and have realized your inexhaustible glories. Purport. Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as Lotus-Eyed. Krishna's eyes appear just like the petals of a lotus flower, out of his joy, for Krishna has assured him in a previous chapter, Aham Krishnasya Jagatak Prabhavak Pralayastata. I am the source of the appearance and disappearance of this entire material manifestation. Arjuna has heard of this from the Lord in detail. Arjuna further knows that in spite of his being the source of all appearances and disappearances, he is aloof from them. As the Lord has said in the 9th chapter, he is all-pervading, yet he is not personally present everywhere. That is the inconceivable opulence of Krishna, which Arjuna admits that he has thoroughly understood. Text 3. Evamitanyatatvam atmanam padameshvara drashtum micchamite rupam aishvaram purushottama. O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Purport. The Lord said that because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible and is going on. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottama is also significant. Since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form, for Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion, for in the future there would be so many impostors who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. The people, therefore, should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people. Text 4. Manyase yadita chakyam mayadrashtum iti prabho yogeshara tato metvam darshayatmanam avyayam. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Purport. It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord, Krishna, by the material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or to understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. The word Yogeshwar is also very significant here, because the Lord has inconceivable power. If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he is unlimited. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. Thus, it is not possible for persons who depend on the strength of their mental speculation to see Krishna. Text 5. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Pashyame Patarupani Shatasho Tasahasrasha Nana Vidani Divyani Nana Varnakutini Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, O son of Prita, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied divine and multicolored forms." Purport. Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which, although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. As the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly, this universal form of Krishna is manifested and non-manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. As far as a devotee is concerned, he is not eager to see the universal form. But because Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in this way, Krishna reveals this form. This universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it. Text 6. Pushaditan vasun rudran ashvino marutastata bahunyadishta purvani pushascharyani bharata. O best of the Bharatas, see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before. Purport. Even though Arjuna was a personal friend of Krishna and the most advanced of learned men, it was still not possible for him to know everything about Krishna. Here it is stated that humans have neither heard nor known of all these forms and manifestations. Now Krishna reveals these wonderful forms. Text 7. Ihaikastam jagatkritsnam pushyaja sacharacharam mamadehe gurakesha yachanyan drashtumichasi. O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything, moving and non-moving, is here completely in one place. Purport. No one can see the entire universe while sitting in one place. Even the most advanced scientists cannot see what is going on in other parts of the universe. But a devotee like Arjuna can see everything that exists in any part of the universe. Krishna gives him the power to see anything he wants to see, past, present, and future. Thus, by the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna is able to see everything. Text 8. Natamam shakyase drashtum anenaiva sochakshusha divyam dadamite chakshu pashyame yogamaishwaram. But you cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence. Purport. A pure devotee does not like to see Krishna in any form except his form with two hands. A devotee must see his universal form by his grace, not with the mind, but with spiritual eyes. To see the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna is told not to change his mind, but his vision. The universal form of Krishna is not very important. That will be clear in subsequent verses. Yet because Arjuna wanted to see it, the Lord gives him the particular vision required to see that universal form. Devotees who are correctly situated in a transcendental relationship with Krishna are attracted by loving features, not by a godless display of opulences. The playmates of Krishna, the friends of Krishna, and the parents of Krishna never want Krishna to show his opulences. They are so immersed in pure love that they do not even know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In their loving exchange, they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the boys who play with Krishna are all highly pious souls, and after many, many births, they are able to play with Krishna. Such boys do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They take him as a personal friend. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami recites this verse. Ittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam padadaivatino mayashritanam naradarakena sakam vijagru kutapunya punja. Here is the Supreme Person, who is considered the impersonal Brahman by great sages, the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees, and a product of material nature by ordinary men. Now these boys, who have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives, are playing with that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.11. The fact is that the devotee is not concerned with seeing the Vishwarupa, the universal form. But Arjuna wanted to see it to substantiate Krishna's statements, so that in the future people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or philosophically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna. Arjuna must confirm this, because Arjuna is the beginning of the Parampara system. Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who follow in the footsteps of Arjuna, should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually revealed himself as the Supreme. The Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see his universal form because he knew that Arjuna did not particularly want to see it, as we have already explained. Text 9. Sanjayo vacha evamukva tato rajan mahayogeshwaro hari darshayama sapartaya padamam rupamayeshwaram. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Text 10-11. Aneka vaktranayanam, aneka buddhadarshanam, aneka divya badanam, divye nakodyatayudam, divya malyam badadadam, divya gandanulepanam, sarvascharya mayam devam, anantam vishvatomukam. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. Purport. In these two verses, the repeated use of the word many indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs, and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe, but by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting in one place. That was due to the inconceivable potency of Krishna. Text 12. Divmisuya sahasrasya bhaved yugabat uttita yadimpa sandrishi sasyad basastasya mahatmano. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. Purport. What Arjuna saw was indescribable, yet Sanjaya is trying to give a mental picture of that great revelation to Dhritarashtra. Neither Sanjaya nor Dhritarashtra was present, but Sanjaya, by the grace of Vyas, could see whatever happened. Thus he now compares the situation, as far as it can be understood, to an imaginable phenomenon, that is, thousands of suns. Text 13. Tatraikastam jagatkritsnam pavibhaktam manekada apashyan deva devasya shadire pandavastada. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Purport. The word tatra, there, is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on the chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. Others on the battlefield could not see this form, because Krishna gave the vision only to Arjuna. Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. As we learn from Vedic scriptures, there are many universes and many planets. Some of them are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels, some are very great, some are not so great, etc. Sitting on his chariot, Arjuna could see all these, but no one could understand what was going on between Arjuna and Krishna. Text 14. Tataksa vismayavishto rishtaro madanandaya pranamya shirasa devam kratandalir abhashata. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Purport. Once the divine vision is revealed, the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes immediately. Before, Krishna and Arjuna had a relationship based on friendship, but here, after the revelation, Arjuna is offering obeisances with great respect, and with folded hands he is praying to Krishna. He is praising the universal form. Thus Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder rather than friendship. Great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures there are 12 basic kinds of relationships mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. It is said that he is the ocean of all the relationships exchanged between two living entities, between the gods, or between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Here Arjuna was inspired by the relationship of wonder, and in that wonder, although he was by nature very sober, calm, and quiet, he became ecstatic, his hair stood up, and he began to offer his obeisances unto the Supreme Lord with folded hands. He was not, of course, afraid. He was affected by the wonders of the Supreme Lord. The immediate context is wonder. His natural loving friendship was overwhelmed by wonder, and thus he reacted in this way. In text 15. Arjuna huvacha pashyami devang tava deva dehi savang tata buddha vishesha sangam brahmanamisham kamalasanastam rishingscha sarvam hudagangscha divyam. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents." Purport. Arjuna sees everything in the universe. Therefore he sees Brahma, who is the first creature in the universe, and the celestial serpent upon which the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lies in the lower regions of the universe. This snake bed is called Vasuki. There are also other snakes known as Vasuki. Arjuna can see from the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu up to the topmost part of the universe on the lotus flower planet where Brahma, the first creature of the universe, resides. That means that from the beginning to the end, everything could be seen by Arjuna, who was sitting in one place on his chariot. This was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Text 16. Anika bahun tadavaktra netram pushyami twam sarvato nandarupam nandam namanyam punastavadhim pushyami vishveshada vishwarupa. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes, expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Purport. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unlimited. Thus, through him, everything could be seen. Text 17. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha tejo rashim sarvato deepti mahantam pashyami twam durniriksyam samantad deeptana larka dutamaprameyam. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence, spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. Text 18. Tramaksharam paramam veditavyam tramasya vishwasapadam nidhanam tramamyayakshasvata dharma gopta sanatanastram purushomatome. You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Text 19. Anani munyantam ananda viryam ananda bahung shashi surya netram pushyami twam dipta hutasha vaktram satejasa vishamidam tapantam. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms, and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouths, burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Purport. There is no limit to the extent of the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here and in many other places there is repetition, but according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not a literary weakness. It is said that at a time of bewilderment or wonder or of great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over. That is not a flaw. Text 20. Vyava prithivyor idamantaram hi vyaptam trayaikena dashascha sarva drishtvadbhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pyam yatitam mahatman. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O Great One, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. Purport. Dhyav apritivyo, the space between heaven and earth, and loka trayam, the three worlds, are significant words in this verse because it appears that not only did Arjuna see this universal form of the Lord, but others in other planetary systems saw it also. Arjuna's seeing of the universal form was not a dream. All whom the Lord endowed with divine vision saw that universal form on the battlefield. Text 21. Amihi twam soda sangha vishanti, kechid bita pranjala yogrinanti, swasti chokva maharshi siddha sangha, stuvanti twam stutibi pushkalabhi. All the hosts of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying all peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. Purport. The demigods in all the planetary systems feared the terrific manifestation of the universal form and its glaring effulgence, and so prayed for protection. Text 22. Rudra ditya vasavo ye cha sadhya visveshvino marutas choshmapascha gandhava yaksha surasidna sangha vikshante tvam vismitas chaiva sarve. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishvedevas, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the Forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder. Text 23. Rupam mahati bahuvaktra netram mahabaho bahubahurupadham bahudadam bahudangstrakaradham drishtva lokapyamyatitastataham. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form, with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs, and bellies, and your many terrible teeth. And as they are disturbed, so am I. Text 24. Nabakspisham deeptamanekavarnam vyatananam deeptavishalanetram drishtvahitvampyamhyatitantaratma dhritim navindamishamam cha vishno. O all-pervading Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths, and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind. Text 25. Dangstrakarala nichate mukhani drishtvaiva kala nalasannibhani dishona jane nalabecha sharma prasida devesha jagannivasa. O Lord of Lords, O Refuge of the Worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing thus your blazing, death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered. Text 26-27. Amicha tvam dhritarashtrasya putra sarve sahai vavani pala sanghai bhishmo drona sutta putrastathaso sahasmadiyar apayodha mukhyai vaktrani te twaramana vishanti dangstrakarala nibayanakani kechinvalagna dasanantareshu sandrishyanti chunitai uttamangai. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings, and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths, and some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. Purport. In a previous verse, the Lord promised to show Arjuna things he would be very interested in seeing. Now Arjuna sees that the leaders of the opposite party, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and all the sons of Dhritarashtra, and their soldiers and Arjuna's own soldiers are all being annihilated. This is an indication that after the death of nearly all the persons assembled at Kurukshetra, Arjuna will emerge victorious. It is also mentioned here that Bhishma, who is supposed to be unconquerable, will also be smashed. So also Karna. Not only will the great warriors of the other party like Bhishma be smashed, but some of the great warriors of Arjuna's side also. Text 28. Yata nadinam bahavom buvega samudrameva bhumokandravanti tatatavami nadaloka vira vishandi vaktran yabivindralanti. As the many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouths. Text 29. Yata pradeeptam jvalanam pratanga vishanti nashaya samridna vega tataiva nashaya vishanti lokas tavapi vaktrani samridna vega. I see all people rushing full speed into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in a blazing fire. Text 30. Lelihyase grasamana samantal lokan samagran vadana jaladvi tejo berapu ye jagat samagram basastavo grar patapandi Vishnu. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people from all sides with your flaming mouths, covering all the universe with your effulgence, You are manifest with terrible scorching rays. Text 31. Akya hime kobavanungarupo namostate deva vada prasida vingyatam icchami bhavantam adhyam nahi prajanami tava pravittim. O Lord of Lords, so fierce a form, please tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances unto you. Please be gracious to me. You are the primal Lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is. Text 32. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kalosmi Loka Chayakrit Pravidnho Lokan Samaha Tumiha Pravitta Vrite Pitwana Bhavishanti Savi Yevastita Pratyanikeshu Yodha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. Purport. Although Arjuna knew that Krishna was his friend and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was puzzled by the various forms exhibited by Krishna. Therefore he asked further about the actual mission of this devastating force. It is written in the Vedas that the Supreme Truth destroys everything, even the Brahmins. As stated in the Katha Upanishad 1.2.25, Yasya brahma cha chatram cha ubhe bhavada odana mrityu yasya upasechanam ka itta veda yatrasa. Eventually all the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and everyone else are devoured like a meal by the Supreme. This form of the Supreme Lord is the all-devouring giant, and here Krishna presents himself in that form of all-devouring time. Except for a few Pandavas, everyone who is present on that battlefield would be devoured by him. Arjuna was not in favor of the fight, and he thought it was better not to fight. Then there would be no frustration. In reply, the Lord is saying that even if he did not fight, every one of them would be destroyed, for that was his plan. If Arjuna stopped fighting, they would die in another way. Death could not be checked, even if he did not fight. In fact, they were already dead. Time is destruction, and all manifestations are to be vanquished by the desire of the Supreme Lord. That is the law of nature. Text 33. Tasmatamuttishta yashola basva jitva shatrun bungsha rajam samridham mayavaiti nihita puvameva nimittamatam pavasam yasachin. Therefore get up, prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Purport. Savyasachin refers to one who can shoot arrows very expertly in the field. Thus Arjuna is addressed as an expert warrior capable of delivering arrows to kill his enemies. Just become an instrument, nimitta matram. This word is also very significant. The whole world is moving according to the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons who do not have sufficient knowledge think that nature is moving without a plan and all manifestations are but accidental formations. There are many so-called scientists who suggest that perhaps it was like this or maybe like that, but there is no question of perhaps and maybe. There is a specific plan being carried out in this material world. What is this plan? This cosmic manifestation is a chance for the conditioned souls to go back to Godhead, back to home. As long as they have the domineering mentality which makes them try to lord it over material nature, they are conditioned. But anyone who can understand the plan of the Supreme Lord and cultivate Krishna consciousness is most intelligent. The creation and destruction of the cosmic manifestation are under the superior guidance of God. Thus the battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of God. Arjuna was refusing to fight, but he was told that he should fight in accordance with the desire of the Supreme Lord. Then he would be happy. If one is in full Krishna consciousness and his life is devoted to the Lord's transcendental service, he is perfect. Text 34. Dronam cha bhishmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatanyanapi yodhaviran mayahatang stram jahima vyatishta yudhyasrajeta sirane sapatnam. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna, and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Therefore, kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight, and you will vanquish your enemies in battle. Purport. Every plan is made by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he wants to give the credit to his devotees who carry out his plan according to his desire. Life should therefore move in such a way that everyone acts in Krishna consciousness and understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of a spiritual master. The plans of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are understood by his mercy, and the plans of the devotees are as good as his plans. One should follow such plans and be victorious in the struggle for existence. Text 35. Sanjay Huvacha Etat Chudva Vachanam Keshavasya Kratanjali Vepamana Kiriti Namaskritva Bhuyaheva Hakrishnam Sagangadam Bita Bita Panamya. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, O King, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisances with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice as follows. Purport. As we have already explained, because of the situation created by the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna became bewildered in wonder. Thus he began to offer his respectful obeisances to Krishna again and again, and with faltering voice he began to pray, not as a friend, but as a devotee in wonder. Text 36. Arjuna Huvacha Stani Rishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Parishya Tanaranjate Cha Rakshansi Bhitani Disho Dravanti Sarve Namasyanti Cha Siddha Sangha. Arjuna said, O Master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid, and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. Purport. Arjuna, after hearing from Krishna about the outcome of the Battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened, and as a great devotee and friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said that everything done by Krishna is quite fit. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and the object of worship for the devotees, and the destroyer of the undesirables. His actions are equally good for all. Arjuna understood herein that when the Battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded, in outer space there were present many demigods, siddhas, and the intelligentsia of the higher planets, and they were observing the fight because Krishna was present there. When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigods took pleasure in it, but others, who were demons and atheists, could not stand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Krishna's treatment of the devotees and the atheists is praised by Arjuna. In all cases, a devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever he does is good for all. Text 37. Kasmachate nanamedan mahatman gariyase brahmano pyadikartre ananda devesha ganan nivasa tamakshadam sarasat tat param ya. O Great One, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisances unto you? O Limitless One, God of gods, refuge of the universe, you are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation. Purport. By this offering of obeisances, Arjuna indicates that Krishna is worshipable by everyone. He is all-pervading, and he is the soul of every soul. Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Mahatma, which means that he is most magnanimous and unlimited. Ananta indicates that there is nothing which is not covered by the influence and energy of the Supreme Lord. And Devesha means that he is the controller of all demigods and is above them all. He is the shelter of the whole universe. Arjuna also thought that it was fitting that all the perfect living entities and powerful demigods offer their respectful obeisances unto him, because no one is greater than him. Arjuna especially mentions that Krishna is greater than Brahma, because Brahma is created by him. Brahma is born out of the lotus stem grown from the navel abdomen of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who is Krishna's plenary expansion. Therefore, Brahma and Lord Shiva, who is born of Brahma, and all other demigods must offer their respectful obeisances. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord is respected by Lord Shiva and Brahma and similar other demigods. The word Aksharam is very significant because this material creation is subject to destruction, but the Lord is above this material creation. He is the cause of all causes, and being so, he is superior to all the conditioned souls within this material nature, as well as the material cosmic manifestation itself. He is therefore the All-Great Supreme. Text 38. Tramadi Deva Purushak Puranas Tramasya Vishrasya Padang Nidanam Vetasi Vejang Cha Padang Cha Dhamo Tvayatatam Vishamanantarupa. You are the original personality of Godhead, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material modes. O limitless form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. Purport. Everything is resting on the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is the ultimate rest. Nidhanam means that everything, even the Brahman effulgence, rests on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the knower of everything that is happening in this world, and if knowledge has any end, he is the end of all knowledge. Therefore, he is the known and the knowable. He is the object of knowledge because he is all-pervading. Because he is the cause in the spiritual world, he is transcendental. He is also the chief personality in the transcendental world. Text 39. Vayu yamogni varanakshashanka prajapatistram papitamahascha namo namaste ischa sahasrakritva punascha buyo pinamo namaste. You are air, and you are the supreme controller. You are fire, you are water, and you are the moon. You are Brahma, the first living creature, and you are the great-grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times, and again, and yet again. Purport. The Lord is addressed here as air because the air is the most important representation of all the demigods, being all-pervasive. Arjuna also addresses Krishna as the great-grandfather because he is the father of Brahma, the first living creature in the universe. Text 40. Namak porastada prishtitasti namostite servata eva serva ananda viryamata vikramastvam sarvang samapno shitatosi sarva. Obeisances to you from the front, from behind, and from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all-pervading, and thus you are everything. Purport. Out of loving ecstasy for Krishna, his friend, Arjuna is offering his respects from all sides. He is accepting that he is the master of all potencies and all prowess, and far superior to all the great warriors assembled on the battlefield. It is said in the Vishnu Purana, 1969, Yoyam tavagato devah samipam devatagano sattvameva jagatrashta yatasavakatobhavam. Whoever comes before you, even if a demigod, is created by you, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 41-42. Saketi Madhva Pasabang Yaruktam He Krishna He Yadava He Saketi Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam Maya Pramadan Praniye Navapi Yakchavaha Sartama Satkritosi Viharashayasana Bhojaneshu Ego Devapya Chutatatsamoksham Takshamaye Tvam Mahamaprameyam. Thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, lay on the same bed, or sat or ate together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one, please excuse me for all those offenses. Purport. Although Krishna is manifested before Arjuna in his universal form, Arjuna remembers his friendly relationship with Krishna and is therefore asking pardon and requesting Krishna to excuse him for the many informal gestures which arise out of friendship. He is admitting that formerly he did not know that Krishna could assume such a universal form, although Krishna explained it as his intimate friend. Arjuna did not know how many times he may have dishonored Krishna by addressing him, O my friend, O Krishna, O Yadava, etc., without acknowledging his opulence. But Krishna is so kind and merciful that in spite of such opulence, he played with Arjuna as a friend. Such is the transcendental loving reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord. The relationship between the living entity and Krishna is fixed eternally. It cannot be forgotten, as we can see from the behavior of Arjuna. Although Arjuna has seen the opulence in the universal form, he cannot forget his friendly relationship with Krishna. Text 43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya tamasya puja cha guru gariyan natvat samostyam yadikakutonyo lokatrihepya pratima prabhavo. You are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of immeasurable power? Purport. The supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, is worshipable as a father is worshipable for his son. He is the spiritual master because he originally gave the Vedic instructions to Brahma, and presently he is also instructing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Therefore, he is the original spiritual master, and any bona fide spiritual master at the present moment must be a descendant in the line of disciplic succession stemming from Krishna. Without being a representative of Krishna, one cannot become a teacher or spiritual master of transcendental subject matter. The Lord is being paid obeisances in all respects. He is of immeasurable greatness. No one can be greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because no one is equal to or higher than Krishna within any manifestation, spiritual or material. Everyone is below him. No one can excel him. This is stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.8. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natatsamashchabhyadikascha drishyate. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, has senses and a body like the ordinary man, but for him there is no difference between his senses, his body, his mind, and himself. Foolish persons who do not perfectly know him say that Krishna is different from his soul, mind, heart, and everything else. Krishna is absolute, therefore his activities and potencies are supreme. It is also stated that although he does not have senses like ours, he can perform all sensory activities. Therefore, his senses are neither imperfect nor limited. No one can be greater than him, no one can be equal to him, and everyone is lower than him. The knowledge, strength, and activities of the Supreme Personality are all transcendental. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sojuna. Whoever knows Krishna's transcendental body, activities, and perfection, after quitting his body, returns to him and doesn't come back again to this miserable world. Therefore, one should know that Krishna's activities are different from others. The best policy is to follow the principles of Krishna. That will make one perfect. It is also stated that there is no one who is master of Krishna. Everyone is his servant. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 5.142, confirms, Ekale Ishvara Krishna ar sabamritya. Only Krishna is God, and everyone else is his servant. Everyone is complying with his order. There is no one who can deny his order. Everyone is acting according to his direction, being under his superintendence. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, he is the cause of all causes. Text 44. Tasmat panamya pranidayakayam prasadiye tvam ahamishamihidyam piteva putrasa sakeva sakyu priyak priyaya hasideva sodhum. You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, a friend the impertinence of a friend, or a wife the familiarity of her partner, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you. Purport. Krishna's devotees relate to Krishna in various relationships. One might treat Krishna as a son, or one might treat Krishna as a husband, as a friend, or as a master. Krishna and Arjuna are related in friendship. As the father tolerates, or the husband or a master tolerates, so Krishna tolerates. Text 45. Adrishta purvam rishitosmi drishtva bhayena cha pramhyatitam manome tadeva mendashaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, but at the same time my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, O Lord of Lords, O Abode of the Universe. Purport. Arjuna is always in confidence with Krishna because he is a very dear friend, and as a dear friend is gladdened by his friend's opulence, Arjuna is very joyful to see that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can show such a wonderful universal form. But at the same time, after seeing that universal form, he is afraid that he has committed so many offenses to Krishna out of his unalloyed friendship. Thus his mind is disturbed out of fear, although he had no reason to fear. Arjuna therefore is asking Krishna to show his Narayan form, because he can assume any form. This universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. But in the Vaikuntha planets, he has his transcendental form with four hands as Narayan. There are innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, and in each of them Krishna is present by his plenary manifestations of different names. Thus Arjuna desired to see one of the forms manifest in the Vaikuntha planets. Of course, in each Vaikuntha planet, the form of Narayan is four-handed. But the four hands hold different arrangements of symbols, the conchel, mace, lotus, and disc. According to the different hands these four things are held in, the Narayans are variously named. All of these forms are one with Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna requests to see his four-handed feature. Text 46. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam icchami tvam drashtamaham tataiva dhenaiva rupena chatubhujena sahasrabahom bhavavishvamurte. O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your four-armed form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita 5.39, it is stated, Rama dimudi shukala niyamena tishtan. The Lord is eternally situated in hundreds and thousands of forms, and the main forms are those like Rama, Nrsimha, Narayan, etc. There are innumerable forms. But Arjuna knew that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, assuming his temporary universal form. He is now asking to see the form of Narayan, a spiritual form. This verse establishes without any doubt the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and all other features originate from him. He is not different from his plenary expansions, and he is God in any of his innumerable forms. In all of these forms, he is fresh like a young man. That is the constant feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who knows Krishna becomes free at once from all contamination of the material world. Text 47. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanne natava junedam rupam param darshitam atma yogat tejo mayam visham anantam adyam yanne tadanne natadrishta purvam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you by my internal potency this supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence." Purport. Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Supreme Lord, so Lord Krishna, out of his mercy upon his devotee Arjuna, showed his universal form, full of effulgence and opulence. This form was glaring like the sun, and its many faces were rapidly changing. Krishna showed this form just to satisfy the desire of his friend Arjuna. This form was manifested by Krishna through his internal potency, which is inconceivable by human speculation. No one had seen this universal form of the Lord before Arjuna, but because the form was shown to Arjuna, other devotees in the heavenly planets and in other planets in outer space could also see it. They had not seen it before, but because of Arjuna, they were also able to see it. In other words, all the disciplic devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. Someone has commented that this form was shown to Duryodhana also when Krishna went to Duryodhana to negotiate for peace. Unfortunately, Duryodhana did not accept the peace offer, but at that time Krishna manifested some of his universal forms. But those forms are different from this one shown to Arjuna. It is clearly said that no one had ever seen this form before. Text 48. Na veda yajna yajna na dana na chakriyad bhi na tapo bhi rugrai evam rupa shakyaham nirloki drashtung tadanne na kuru pravira. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances can I be seen in this form in the material world. Purport. The divine vision in this connection should be clearly understood. Who can have divine vision? Divine means godly. Unless one attains the status of divinity as a demigod, he cannot have divine vision. And what is a demigod? It is stated in the Vedic scriptures that those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are demigods. Vishnu bhakta smita deva. Those who are atheistic, that is, who do not believe in Vishnu, or who recognize only the impersonal part of Krishna as the supreme, cannot have the divine vision. It is not possible to decry Krishna and at the same time have the divine vision. One cannot have the divine vision without becoming divine. In other words, those who have divine vision can also see like Arjuna. The Bhagavad Gita gives the description of the universal form. Although this description was unknown to everyone before Arjuna, now one can have some idea of the Vishwarupa after this incident. Those who are actually divine can see the universal form of the Lord. But one cannot be divine without being a pure devotee of Krishna. The devotees, however, who are actually in the divine nature and who have divine vision, are not very much interested in seeing the universal form of the Lord. As described in the previous verse, Arjuna desired to see the four-handed form of Lord Krishna as Vishnu, and he was actually afraid of the universal form. In this verse, there are some significant words, just like Veda Yajnadhyayanai, which refers to studying Vedic literature and the subject matter of sacrificial regulations. Veda refers to all kinds of Vedic literature, such as the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva, and the 18 Puranas, the Upanishads, and the Vedanta Sutra. One can study these at home or anywhere else. Similarly, there are sutras, Kalpa Sutras and Mimamsa Sutras, for studying the method of sacrifice. Dana refers to charity which is offered to a suitable party, such as those who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Similarly, pious activities refers to the Agnihotra and the prescribed duties of the different castes. And the voluntary acceptance of some bodily pains is called tapasya. So, one can perform all these, can accept bodily penances, give charity, study the Vedas, etc. But unless he is a devotee like Arjuna, it is not possible to see that universal form. Those who are impersonalists are also imagining that they are seeing the universal form of the Lord. But from Bhagavad Gita we understand that the impersonalists are not devotees. Therefore, they are unable to see the universal form of the Lord. There are many persons who create incarnations. They falsely claim an ordinary human being to be an incarnation. But this is all foolishness. We should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, there is no possibility of attaining perfect spiritual knowledge. Although Bhagavad Gita is considered the preliminary study of the science of God, still it is so perfect that it enables one to distinguish what is what. The followers of a pseudo-incarnation may say that they have also seen the transcendental incarnation of God, the universal form. But that is unacceptable because it is clearly stated here that unless one becomes a devotee of Krishna, one cannot see the universal form of God. So one first of all has to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Then he can claim that he can show the universal form of what he has seen. A devotee of Krishna cannot accept false incarnations or followers of false incarnations. Text 49. Mate vita ma cha vimuda bhavo drishtra rupam ghor midrinna mehedam vyapeta bi prita mana punastvam tadeva me rupam idam prapasya. You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. Purport. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was worried about killing Bhishma and Drona, his worshipful grandfather and master. But Krishna said that he need not be afraid of killing his grandfather. When the sons of Dhritarashtra tried to disrobe Draupadi in the assembly of the Kurus, Bhishma and Drona were silent, and for such negligence of duty they should be killed. Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna just to show him that these people were already killed for their unlawful action. That scene was shown to Arjuna because devotees are always peaceful and they cannot perform such horrible actions. The purpose of the revelation of the universal form was shown. Now Arjuna wanted to see the four-armed form, and Krishna showed it to him. A devotee is not much interested in the universal form, for it does not enable one to reciprocate loving feelings. Either a devotee wants to offer his respectful, worshipful feelings, or he wants to see the two-handed Krishna form so that he can reciprocate in loving service with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 50. Sanjayuvacha Yajjarjunam vasudevasca toktva svakam rupam darshayamasa bhuya ashvasayamasa cha bhitamenam bhutva punak saumya vapur mahatma. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real four-armed form, and at last showed his two-armed form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna." Purport. When Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he first of all appeared as four-armed Narayan. But when he was requested by his parents, he transformed himself into an ordinary child in appearance. Similarly, Krishna knew that Arjuna was not interested in seeing a four-handed form, but since Arjuna asked to see this four-handed form, Krishna also showed him this form again, and then showed himself in his two-handed form. The word Soumyavapu is very significant. Soumyavapu is a very beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. When he was present, everyone was attracted simply by Krishna's form. And because Krishna is the director of the universe, he just banished the fear of Arjuna, his devotee, and showed him again his beautiful form of Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita 5.38, it is stated, Premandana chita bhakti vilochanena. Only a person whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love can see the beautiful form of Sri Krishna. Text 51. Arjuna vacha dristredham manasham rupam tavasam yang janardana idani masmi sangvrita sacheta prakatim gata. When Arjuna thus saw Krishna in his original form, he said, O Janardhan, seeing this human-like form so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature. Purport. Here the words Manushyam Rupam clearly indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be originally two-handed. Those who deride Krishna as if he were an ordinary person are shown here to be ignorant of his divine nature. If Krishna is like an ordinary human being, then how is it possible for him to show the universal form and again to show the four-handed Narayan form? So it is very clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita that one who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary person and who misguides the reader by claiming that it is the impersonal Brahman within Krishna speaking is doing the greatest injustice. Krishna has actually shown his universal form and his four-handed Vishnu form. So how can he be an ordinary human being? A pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries on Bhagavad Gita because he knows what is what. The original verses of Bhagavad Gita are as clear as the sun. They do not require lamplight from foolish commentators. Text 52. Shri Bhagavan uvacha sudur darsham idam rupam drishtavan nasiyan mama deva apyasya rupasya Nityang darshana kangshina. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. Purport. In the 48th verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna concluded revealing his universal form and informed Arjuna that this form is not possible to be seen by so many pious activities, sacrifices, etc. Now here the word sudur darsham is used, indicating that Krishna's two-handed form is still more confidential. One may be able to see the universal form of Krishna by adding a little tinge of devotional service to various activities like penances, Vedic study, and philosophical speculation. It may be possible. But without a tinge of bhakti, one cannot see. That has already been explained. Still, beyond that universal form, the form of Krishna with two hands is still more difficult to see, even for demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. They desire to see him, and we have evidence in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when he was supposed to be in the womb of his mother, Devaki, all the demigods from heaven came to see the marvel of Krishna, and they offered nice prayers to the Lord, although he was not at that time visible to them. They waited to see him. A foolish person may deride him, thinking him an ordinary person, and may offer respect not to him but to the impersonal something within him. But these are all nonsensical postures. Krishna in his two-armed form is actually desired to be seen by demigods like Brahma and Shiva. In Bhagavad Gita 9.11, it is also confirmed, Avajananti mamudha manushin tonam ashrita. He is not visible to the foolish persons who deride him. Krishna's body, as confirmed by Brahma Samhita and confirmed by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, is completely spiritual and full of bliss and eternality. His body is never like a material body. But for some who make a study of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita or similar Vedic scriptures, Krishna is a problem. Those using a material process think as follows. Krishna is a great historical personality and very learned philosopher, but he is an ordinary man, and even though he was so powerful, he had to accept the material body. Ultimately, such philosophers think that the absolute truth is impersonal. Therefore, they think that from his impersonal feature, he assumed a personal feature attached to material nature. This is a materialistic calculation of the Supreme Lord. Another calculation is speculative. Those who are in search of knowledge also speculate on Krishna and consider him to be less important than the universal form of the Supreme. Thus, some think that the universal form of Krishna, which was manifested to Arjuna, is more important than his personal form. According to them, the personal form of the Supreme is something imaginary. They believe that in the ultimate issue, the absolute truth is not a person. But the transcendental process is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. To hear about Krishna from authorities. That is the actual Vedic process, and those who are actually in the Vedic line hear about Krishna from authority, and by repeated hearing about him, Krishna becomes dear. As we have several times discussed, Krishna is covered by his Yogamaya potency. He is not to be seen or revealed to anyone and everyone. Only by one to whom he reveals himself can he be seen. This is confirmed in Vedic literature. For one who is a surrendered soul, the absolute truth can actually be understood. The transcendentalist, by continuous Krishna consciousness and by devotional service to Krishna, can have his spiritual eyes opened and can see Krishna by revelation. Such a revelation is not possible even for the demigods. Therefore, it is difficult even for the demigods to understand Krishna, and the advanced demigods are always in hope of seeing Krishna in his two-handed form. The conclusion is that although to see the universal form of Krishna is very, very difficult and not possible for anyone and everyone, it is still more difficult to understand his personal form as Shyama Sundara. Text 53. Nahang veda na tapasa, nadane na na chejaya, shakya evang vido drashtum, drishtavan nasimam yata. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. Purport. Krishna first appeared before his parents Devaki and Vasudev in a four-handed form, and then he transformed himself into the two-handed form. This mystery is very difficult to understand for those who are atheists or who are devoid of devotional service. For scholars who have simply studied Vedic literature by way of grammatical knowledge or mere academic qualifications, Krishna is not possible to understand. Nor is he to be understood by persons who officially go to the temple to offer worship. They make their visit, but they cannot understand Krishna as he is. Krishna can be understood only through the path of devotional service, as explained by Krishna himself in the next verse. Text 54. Bhaktya tunanaya shakya ahamevang vidorjuna gyatung drashtung chatatvena praveshtung chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Purport. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains this in this verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by the speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. No one can understand Krishna or how he came from parents in a four-handed form and at once changed himself into a two-handed form. These things are very difficult to understand by study of the Vedas or by philosophical speculation. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that no one can see him or enter into understanding of these matters. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from the Vedic literature in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, And if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the authoritative literature. One can perform penance in accordance with those principles. For example, to undergo serious penances, one may observe fasting on Janmashtami, the day on which Krishna appeared, and on the 2 days of Ekadashi, the 11th day after the new moon and the 11th day after the full moon. As far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to the devotees of Krishna who are engaged in his devotional service to spread the Krishna philosophy or Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity, given to spread Krishna consciousness, is the greatest charity in the world. And if one worships as prescribed in the temple, in the temples in India there is always some statue, usually of Krishna or Vishnu, that is a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential, and this is confirmed in the Vedic literature, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasya ete katita yarta prakashante mahatmanah. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master, in whom he has similar unflinching faith, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. One cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. For one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. The word too is specifically used here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna. The personal forms of Krishna, the two-handed form and the four-handed, are completely different from the temporary universal form shown to Arjuna. The four-handed form of Narayan and the two-handed form of Krishna are eternal and transcendental, whereas the universal form exhibited to Arjuna is temporary. The very word sudurdarsham, meaning difficult to see, suggests that no one had seen that universal form. It also suggests that amongst the devotees there was no necessity of showing it. That form was exhibited by Krishna at the request of Arjuna so that in the future, when one represents himself as an incarnation of God, people can ask to see his universal form. The word na, used repeatedly in the previous verse, indicates that one should not be very much proud of such credentials as an academic education in Vedic literature. One must take to the devotional service of Krishna. Only then can one attempt to write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Krishna changes from the universal form to the four-handed form of Narayan, and then to his own natural form of two hands. This indicates that the four-handed forms and the other forms mentioned in Vedic literature are all emanations of the original two-handed Krishna. He is the origin of all emanations. Krishna is distinct even from these forms, what to speak of the impersonal conception. As far as the four-handed forms of Krishna are concerned, it is stated clearly that even the most identical four-handed form of Krishna, which is known as Mahavishnu, who is lying on the cosmic ocean and from whose breathing so many innumerable universes are passing out and entering, is also an expansion of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.48, Vishnu Mahansahi Yasikala Vishesho Govindamadi Purushantamaham Bhajami. The Mahavishnu, into whom all the innumerable universes enter and from whom they come forth again simply by his breathing process, is a plenary expansion of Krishna. Therefore I worship Govinda, Krishna, the cause of all causes. Therefore one should conclusively worship the personal form of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has eternal bliss and knowledge. He is the source of all forms of Vishnu. He is the source of all forms of incarnation, and he is the original Supreme Personality as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. In the Vedic literature, Gopal Tapani Upanishad 1.1, the following statement appears. Satchidananda rupaya krishnaya klishtakarine namo vedanta vijaya gurave buddhi sakshine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Krishna, who has a transcendental form of bliss, eternity, and knowledge. I offer my respect to him because understanding him means understanding the Vedas, and he is therefore the supreme spiritual master. Then it is said, Krishna vai padamam daivatam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Gopal Tapani 1:3. Eko vashi sarvaga Krishna ija. That one, Krishna, is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is worshipable. Eko pisan bahuda yova bhati. Krishna is one, but he is manifested in unlimited forms and expanded incarnations. Gopal Tapani 1:21. The Brahma Samhita 5:1 says, Ishadak Padama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Savakarana Karanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, who has a body of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. He has no beginning, for he is the beginning of everything. He is the cause of all causes. Elsewhere it is said, Yatravatirnam Krishnakyam Param Brahma Narakriti. The Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. His name is Krishna, and he sometimes descends on this earth. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam we find a description of all kinds of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this list, the name of Krishna also appears. But then it is said that this Krishna is not an incarnation of God, but is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Ete changsa kalapungsa Krishnas tu Bhagavan swayam. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Mattak padatanang nanyat. There is nothing superior to my form as the personality of Godhead, Krishna. He also says elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Aham adirhi devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. And after understanding Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, Arjuna also confirms this in the following words, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. I now fully understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, and that you are the refuge of everything. Therefore, the universal form which Krishna showed to Arjuna is not the original form of God. The original is the Krishna form. The universal form, with its thousands and thousands of heads and hands, is manifest just to draw the attention of those who have no love for God. It is not God's original form. The universal form is not attractive for pure devotees who are in love with the Lord in different transcendental relationships. The Supreme Godhead exchanges transcendental love in his original form of Krishna. Therefore, to Arjuna, who was so intimately related with Krishna in friendship, this form of the universal manifestation was not pleasing. Rather, it was fearful. Arjuna, who was a constant companion of Krishna's, must have had transcendental eyes. He was not an ordinary man. Therefore, he was not captivated by the universal form. This form may seem wonderful to persons who are involved in elevating themselves by fruitive activities, but to persons who are engaged in devotional service, the two-handed form of Krishna is the most dear. Text 55. Mat karma krin mat paramoho mat bhakta sanga varjitaha nirvaira sarva bhuteshu yasamameti pandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Purport. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on the Krishnaloka planet in the spiritual sky and be intimately connected with the supreme personality, Krishna, must take this formula as stated by the supreme himself. Therefore, this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature and who do not know of the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality, and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in his spiritual activity, devotional service. As far as work is concerned, one should transfer his energy entirely to Krishna conscious activities. As stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.255, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yataham Upayunjata Nirbanda Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyamuchyate. No work should be done by any man except in relationship to Krishna. This is called Krishna Karma. One may be engaged in various activities, but one should not be attached to the result of his work. The result should be done only for him. For example, one may be engaged in business, but to transform that activity into Krishna consciousness, one has to do business for Krishna. If Krishna is the proprietor of the business, then Krishna should enjoy the profit of the business. If a businessman is in possession of thousands and thousands of dollars, and if he has to offer all this to Krishna, he can do it. This is work for Krishna. Instead of constructing a big building for his sense gratification, he can construct a nice temple for Krishna, and he can install the deity of Krishna and arrange for the deity's service, as is outlined in the authorized books of devotional service. This is also Krishna karma. One should not be attached to the result of his work, but the result should be offered to Krishna, and one should accept as prasadam the remnants of offerings to Krishna. If one constructs a very big building for Krishna and installs the deity of Krishna, one is not prohibited from living there, but it is understood that the proprietor of the building is Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. If, however, one is not able to construct a temple for Krishna, one can engage himself in cleansing the temple of Krishna. That is also Krishna karma. One can cultivate a garden. Anyone who has land, in India at least, any poor man has a certain amount of land, can utilize that for Krishna by growing flowers to offer him. One can sow tulsi plants, because tulsi leaves are very important, and Krishna has recommended this in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. Krishna desires that one offer him a leaf, or a flower, or a fruit, or a little water, and by such an offering he is satisfied. This leaf especially refers to the tulsi. So one can sow tulsi and pour water on the plant. Thus even the poorest man can engage in the service of Krishna. These are some of the examples of how one can engage in working for Krishna. The word Matpadama refers to one who considers the association of Krishna in his supreme abode to be the highest perfection of life. Such a person does not wish to be elevated to the higher planets, such as the moon or sun or heavenly planets, or even the highest planet of this universe, Brahmaloka. He has no attraction for that. He is only attracted to be transferred to the spiritual sky. And even in the spiritual sky, he is not satisfied with merging into the glowing Brahmajyoti effulgence, for he wants to enter the highest spiritual planet, namely Krishnaloka, Goloka Vrindavan. He has full knowledge of that planet, and therefore he is not interested in any other. As indicated by the word Madbhakta, he fully engages in devotional service, specifically in the 9 processes of devotional engagement: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering prayers, carrying out the orders of the Lord, making friends with Him, and surrendering everything to Him. One can engage in all 9 devotional processes, or 8, or 7, or at least in 1, and that will surely make one perfect. The term Sangha Varjita is very significant. One should disassociate himself from persons who are against Krishna. Not only are the atheistic persons against Krishna, but so also are those who are attracted to fruitive activities and mental speculation. Therefore, the pure form of devotional service is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11 as follows: Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami clearly states that if anyone wants to execute unalloyed devotional service, he must be freed from all kinds of material contamination. He must be freed from the association of persons who are addicted to fruitive activities and mental speculation. When, freed from such unwanted association and from the contamination of material desires, one favorably cultivates knowledge of Krishna, that is called pure devotional service. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. One should think of Krishna and act for Krishna favorably, not unfavorably. Kamsa was an enemy of Krishna's. From the very beginning of Krishna's birth, Kamsa planned in so many ways to kill him. And because he was always unsuccessful, he was always thinking of Krishna. Thus, while working, while eating, and while sleeping, he was always Krishna conscious in every respect. But that Krishna consciousness was not favorable, and therefore, in spite of his always thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day, he was considered a demon, and Krishna at last killed him. Of course, anyone who is killed by Krishna attains salvation immediately, but that is not the aim of the pure devotee. The pure devotee does not even want salvation. He does not want to be transferred even to the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. His only objective is to serve Krishna wherever he may be. A devotee of Krishna is friendly to everyone. Therefore, it is said here that he has no enemy, Nirvaira. How is this? A devotee situated in Krishna consciousness knows that only devotional service to Krishna can relieve a person from all the problems of life. He has personal experience of this, and therefore he wants to introduce this system, Krishna consciousness, into human society. There are many examples in history of devotees of the Lord who risked their lives for the spreading of God consciousness. The favorite example is Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified by the non-devotees, but he sacrificed his life for spreading God consciousness. Of course, it would be superficial to understand that he was killed. Similarly, in India also there are many examples, such as Thakur Haridas and Prahlad Maharaj. Why such risk? Because they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, and it is difficult. A Krishna conscious person knows that if a man is suffering, it is due to his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. Therefore, the highest benefit one can render to human society is relieving one's neighbor from all material problems. In such a way, a pure devotee is engaged in the service of the Lord. Now, we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him. Therefore, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving the body. In summary, the universal form of Krishna, which is a temporary manifestation, and the form of time which devours everything, and even the form of Vishnu, four-handed, have all been exhibited by Krishna. Thus Krishna is the origin of all these manifestations. It is not that Krishna is a manifestation of the original Vishwarupa or Vishnu. Krishna is the origin of all forms. There are hundreds and thousands of Vishnus, but for a devotee, no form of Krishna is important but the original form, two-handed Shyama Sundar. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that those who are attached to the Shyama Sundar form of Krishna in love and devotion can see him always within the heart and cannot see anything else. One should understand, therefore, that the purport of this 11th chapter is that the form of Krishna is essential and supreme. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the chapter is that the form of Krishna is essential and supreme. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the universal form.